And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Rob Brooks of VeralDana. There's been a lot of talk in the news recently about the legality of making employees sign an agreement that says they won't join a class action lawsuit against their employer. These agreements, or class action waivers, are typically part of a document that employers make all their employees sign, which requires the employee to arbitrate all disputes the employee has with the company rather than litigate them in a court. The National Labor Relations Board, which oversees the law protecting union activity, has held that these class action waivers are illegal since they interfere with employees banding together to sue their employer for work-related concerns like overtime pay. Some courts, however, have disagreed with the board, holding that federal law encourages the use of arbitration to resolve disputes. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments during October on three cases that raised this issue, and a decision is expected this year. These cases also raise the more basic question of whether employers should use arbitration agreements, even if the Supreme Court holds that class action waivers are illegal. About 60 million employees are now subject to arbitration agreements in this country, including the vast majority of the biggest companies in the United States. Before deciding whether to require your employees to use arbitration, it's important to consider the pros and cons. On the pro side, arbitration is usually quicker and cheaper, even if the employee is able to recover all the same damages they could recover in court. Plus, arbitration is private. The public and the media don't get to know about the case. A potential negative aspect of arbitration is that an arbitrator's decision is final. There is no right to appeal. So the parties are basically stuck with the arbitrator's decision, even if the arbitrator made mistakes about the facts or the law. If you decide to use an arbitration agreement, you should be sure to check with a lawyer first to make sure that the agreement complies with the law. If you have questions, you can contact me or another member of the VeralDana Labor and Employment Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.